Ladies and gentlemen, the Golfers Show is back, a show that covers the game from all angles. We love the game. It's a strange time, but that won't stop us from talking golf. Today, a new angle we haven't covered yet, speed golf. What is this all about? Well, it just happens to be that New Zealand is the home of the world number one speed golfer. His name's Jamie Reid. He's awesome, and he's so damn fast. Seriously, and he's amazing at golf. So he gives us a great insight. Let's do it. And here he is now, Jamie Reid, the world number one speed golfer. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are we?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're alive. We think we're navigating the storm as best you can, considering the circumstances. Is that the same for you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a bit different being stuck in a house for so long, but we make do with these situations, and if we're saving lives, we're doing something positive.
Yeah. You're not a full-time speed golfer, are you?
No. I just do that for fun, really.
Yep. And you're the best in the world.
And I'm the best in the world, yeah. So it's a good bonus.
Well, so what do you do? You're a teacher most of the time.
Yeah, I'm a high school teacher. So I teach at Westlake Boys High School on the North Shore up here. So I'm actually teaching online at the moment instead of standing around doing nothing, which is fills in my day all right. But when I'm not teaching, I'm normally out in the golf course or out running the roads and training for some speed golf.
Can we go back to the early days of just how you got into golf and then go through the transition of speed golf from there?
So I'm originally from New Plymouth, and Mum and Dad just used to live across the road from Fitzroy Golf Club down in New Plymouth. And so when I was about 10 or 11 years old, the old man used to play quite a bit. So every now and then I'd jump over the fence and have a hit with a golf ball, and that just became more and more predominant in my life. And then played, what I call normal golf until probably about 3 or 4 years ago when I started to take on the speed golf. I played tons of normal golf, played a lot of stuff around New Zealand, so was pretty handy with it, and then I chucked that in with a bit of running and started some speed golf.
And was it just a natural progression, or how did that even happen?
Yeah, I just saw it pop up one day. I think it was the New Zealand Speed Golf Champs at Rotorua in 2017, I think it was. 2017, 2016 maybe. And I'd never heard of it, never trained for it, just entered and thought I'd have a go. And I managed to come third place, I think it was, which is my worst result to date. Since then, I thought, well, I'll put some training in, and then the following year I ended up winning the New Zealand Champs, and then from there it's just progressed into more and more tournaments, more and more travel overseas, and more good results.
Awesome. So you win your second appearance.
Yes.
And did that surprise you, or were you really ready for that?
Yeah, I think I was ready for that. Like I said, my golf has always been pretty handy, like floating around a sort of scratch handicap for the last, 10 years or so. It was just my running, which was going to be the thing. And I always keep fit. I mean, I'm a PE teacher, so always running around and stuff like that. So it wasn't a surprise in the second year that I came first. It was what I was hoping to do. I was probably more surprised coming third in the first year that I played when I hadn't done any training or hadn't really played any speed golf. That was probably more of the surprise. And then felt pretty comfortable at it. So like I said, yeah, I just kept on playing and then more and more practice. And now I've got to where I am.
What did you shoot in that first year? And what was your running time?
I think at Rotorua I shot, 79 and 78 in around 45, 46 minutes. Both days, that was a two-round tournament.
Okay. Because that's how it works, isn't it? You play a round, you get your gross score, and then you add that with your minutes, and that gets your final score. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. So if you run around a golf in 60 minutes and shoot 80, then your speed golf score is what they call it, will be 140.
Okay. So what would be considered a good speed golf score, would you say, where everyone's like, oh man, that person's good at speed golf?
Normally if you're getting around sort of 130, 135, 140, like that's pretty good for someone that wouldn't play much speed golf or was just trying it out. And, you know, anything under sort of 140 is good. And then you get down to your 130s, that's when you can start competing. And then you get down to 120s, which not many people can shoot around 120. That's sort of your international stage scores, really. But it does have a lot to do with the golf course. I mean, obviously, some courses are longer than others, so therefore that's going to have a massive impact on running time. So if you've got a course that normally measures around 6,000 metres on the card, you normally run maybe 1.5, 2 kilometres, depends on what we call transitions between greens and tees. So you might be running around 7.5, 8 kilometres to give you an insight.
So if someone listening right now has never heard, like, seen speed golf up close or aware of the rules, can you just go through some of the differences between it and normal golf?
Yeah, so you tee off as a one and play by yourself. You have a scorer that will be either running with you or in a cart, depends on their level of fitness, and so they will score for you. The main difference is you're only allowed up to 7 golf clubs. Obviously, the more golf clubs you take, the heavier it is, so therefore the harder the run is going to be, but then the less golf clubs you take, the harder the golf is going to be, so you need to find that balance in terms of what suits you best. The second thing is, if you hit a ball out of bounds, or if you lose a ball, or you're taking too long to find your ball, you can just drop it on line of sight, and it's just a one-shot penalty. So instead of it being a two-shot penalty and then having to run back to the tee, for example, if you lose your ball or hit out of bounds, then you can just drop it on line of sight, and it's just a one-shot penalty. But apart from those sort of three rules there, nothing else is really different than it's just normal golf.
You can't leave your clubs on the green, I seem to remember.
Oh, yes, that is correct, yeah. So you're not allowed to put any equipment, obviously, apart from your ball onside the green. So a lot of people will, some people will have like a little clip that they might have on a belt where they can hold their little speed golf bag so it doesn't touch the ground, so they can still putt with two hands. Some people just hold it in one hand and putt with one hand. Others, what I do is just drop it off on the side of the green and run around and putt with two hands normally and then pick up your clubs. But that can take a little bit of extra time, but... It depends on where the hole is, where you run into next and stuff like that, a little bit of strategy.
So what sort of training do you do then? How do you train for that?
Doing speed golf itself is very hard to play on a normal day because you can't go out there in the middle of the day on your normal golf course and run through 30 groups as you get through. So you either need to be practicing your speed golf. You need to tee off first thing in the morning, or most all of my practice I do, I tee off at nighttime, and I'll tee off sort of 40, 45 minutes before it gets dark. And I know that I can get 18 holes of golf in, and there's only normally two or three people out there that are playing the golf, and I'm quite lucky down at Waitemata because everyone sort of knows who I am now, and so it's always the same people out there every night, and so they all see me coming and they just wave me through. But apart from on-course training, I do a lot of running around the roads, go to the gym, just play normal golf and stuff, so yeah.
What sort of times are you clocking up in a 10K? Like if you went... bash you crazy and you just went as hard as you could for 10K, what are you doing each K?
Just a normal run. I'll be around 35 minutes if I was doing a road race 10K, yeah.
Wow, so isn't that three and a half minutes per kilometre?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, so I charge around. Slowly getting faster. That's what I'm working mostly on is my running at the moment, but it seems to be getting faster and faster, which is a good sign.
And it's a difficult balance with speed golf too, because if you it's better to save a minute than it is to save a shot, or is it the other way around?
Yeah, it's easier to save a shot than it is to catch up a minute, if that makes sense.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, of course.
If you've got like a little 3-foot putt, you know, you need to make sure that you are holding that, because if you miss that, that's like an extra minute, which is obviously very hard to make up. Yeah.
Because I had a go at the New Zealand Speed Golf Champs we were filming there, and that video's will come out soon enough, I'm sure. But it was my first time ever doing it, and it's really hard, man. I felt like I really held my own for I'd say about 14-15 holes, and as I got to the 15th, it was just too much. Like the heart rate was too high. I was still hitting it okay, to be honest, but it was just the putting. Like I just couldn't get a clear feel for everything. Like I just felt like I was seeing double, triple the whole time.
Yeah, it is very different when your heart rate is 180 beats a minute rather than your normal, whatever it is, 60, 70, 80, when you just play normal golf to try and put a swing on the club. But yeah, with putting, I mean, you don't have time to read anything. So you're literally getting over there, a bit of feel. If your heart rate's up, it's like, having that putt to win on the 18th in every tournament, your heart rate gets up, but you're doing that every single shot. So yeah, it is a lot harder. A lot of people that try it out first go, they go out way too hot too early on. They don't actually realize how much of a consistent pace you have to go, because you don't want to go out and run as fast as you can, because then obviously your heart rate's too high. Your golf will turn to a shambles. You need to make sure that you're running at about 75, 80% so that you've still got some in the gas so you can actually swing a golf club and put a score on the board.
Has this helped your normal golf
this? Yeah, absolutely. I very rarely go out and play with 14 clubs. I'll normally only play like normal golf. I'll go out and play pennants and stuff, and I'll just play with 8 clubs.
Wow.
Or I'll just play with 6 clubs. Yeah, I mean, when I play speed golf, I play with anything between 3 and 5, depending on the golf course. When I play normal golf now, I'll just play with 6 or 8 clubs. But yeah, in terms of being able to hit different shots with just one club is the big difference that I've noticed. in terms of my game. And then when you go back to normal golf after playing so much speed golf, I mean, it just feels like you've got so much time over the ball when everything is so much easier because your heart rate's so much lower. So, yeah, it's definitely helped my game.
And one thing I found after that is that your normal golf felt very slow, but I noticed how much nonsense goes on your head. Like some of the shots, and that will come once we get the video out, those people see it. Like I actually hit it as good, if not better, than I normally do in a round because you just get over the ball, you visualize your shot, and you hit it. And you're not thinking about yardages. You just look at it and go.
Correct, yeah, and you're not thinking about any sort of swing thoughts or anything like that. Yeah, it is a great positive, and it's a good practice tool as well, I believe, for just your normal golf is to go out there and just hit, you know, just stand over the ball and just swing without even thinking or without mucking around. And you'll be surprised, yeah, how much better or in terms of how much if you play the same as what you normally would. I mean, a lot of guys that I've taken out and played speed golf, they're surprised that their score is not much worse than normal golf score, even though they're running around and they're playing with 10 less clubs, you could say. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you go to the World Champs. What's that like?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So the World Champs happens every 2 years. It's supposed to be in Japan in November this year, but obviously with everything that's been going on, I can't see that going ahead. So I went to World Champs over in New York 2 years ago and played. And you get some pretty cool people playing. So a lot of guys were... There was a guy there that was used to play on the PGA Tour. There was a guy there that was in college golf with Tiger Woods. There was guys that used to play on the European Tour. You know, you get guys that come from a running background, like Nick Willis is, used to play quite a bit. Hopefully he'll pick it up once he finishes at the Olympics next year again. So there's some pretty cool guys that you meet along the way and play against, and they're very good golfers. Like a lot of guys will be shooting around even par while running around with their five or six clubs. So it's pretty impressive.
Wow, it really does put the middle finger up to those that just take so long to play. It's like, there's just no need for this.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you win the World Champs. What's that like?
Well, no, actually, no. So I'm ranked world number one.
Yes.
So I came second at the World Champs. So I came second by a second.
Oh.
The course that we played was super boggy and it was super long. I think it was about just over 9 kilometers in terms of running distance.
Wow.
And so I ran 47 minutes and shot 79. So the par was 72. So that was 7 over. The guy that came first, he shot 71. So he shot 1 under par, but he was 8 minutes slower than me. So he must have ran about 55 minutes. And so we were tied. So it goes back on seconds. And mine was like 47 minutes and say, I think it might have been 32 seconds, and he was 55 minutes and 31 seconds. So he actually beat me by 1 second overall.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the same time I was over there, I played in the US Champs 2 days before and came second, and then played World Champs and came second. And then the following day after that, we had the World Team Cup where I played with another guy from New Zealand, and we came second in that as well because the guys that came first chipped in on the last hole to beat us by like 20 seconds or something. So in the space of three or four days, I'd picked up 3 seconds, you know, literally could have been 3 firsts if it was a flip of the coin the other way, but that's what it is.
Man, that sounds brutal because it's called speed golf. So you'd think that the seconds thing seems ridiculous. You know, you think that it would go, okay, get rid of the shots. Who was the fastest then?
Yeah, so I don't think, because it's still quite a new sport, and in every single tournament, there's always been a clear winner. Now there's starting to be tournaments where it does go on count back of seconds, because it's all getting a little bit closer. So, I mean, when it comes down to 1 second, it could be human error, you never know. And so I think they're starting to think about rules to put in place that, you know, especially over 9 kilometres, like 1 second, like that's absolutely nothing. So if it's within sort of 5 seconds, they might go and have a playoff or something like that sort of thing. So I don't know. It is what it is. But
you do turn into a beast out there, eh? Like the language and the yelling and the screaming. Like I turn into like, I don't know, like an absolute maniac because you're just so exhausted. You're just trying to find something in yourself.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you look back at your round as well once you're finished, you're like, hey, you think about all the dumb things that you've done, but then you got to remember that, you know, there's certain things out there that you do. You're like, well, where's that come from? Like, I remember I played New Zealand Champs once and I rocked up to like a 40-foot putt and just putted with one hand because it was quite close to the fringe of the green. Couldn't be bothered dropping my clubs. Putt it with one hand, bang, and it goes, and you walk off and you're going, gee, I'd never ever do that in normal golf. You know, or like, I've got on a run before. I think I've made five or six birdies in a row playing speed golf, and you're like, like that's just ridiculous. You just get in rhythms, and you just go and go and go, and it's incredible.
Yeah, it does send you to a place that normal golf just never really gets you to because of the speed. No. Like you, like I was saying earlier, that feeling of, well, the way I can think about it is, you know, when normal golf feels like a real thought out throwing a cricket ball at the wickets, really taking your time. Whereas speed golf feels like you're a fielder, the batsmen are running, and you just sprint down to the boundary, turn around and fling it. And, you know, you're nearly always more accurate with the turning around and just flinging it.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of my rounds, I find that in the first five or six holes, I'll be four or five over, and then after that, I'll play even par or under par golf. And I'm just like, I need to go out and play sort of five holes before I start my tournament, more before I start my round. Be super fatigued, because I think the more fatigued I get for some reason, it's just like I just need to play better. I don't know what it is, but
I think it does touch on some fundamental truths about playing with a free mind that I just don't think the normal game makes immediately obvious.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the speed golf itself, at this point, it does feel like a bit of a novelty. Do you think it's going to get taken more seriously and more resource and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I think the more publicity it gets, the better it will be. I think it's just trying to get the name out there as well. A lot of people don't really know much about speed golf. But then I think clubs jumping on board, trying to make, you know, speed golf tee times as well to make it more accessible to players to go out and play, I think is going to be a big thing. So just trying to get it out there. I know a few clubs that have tried sort of social speed golf where they have speed golf tee times in the afternoon. You come out and play four holes, nine holes, whatever it is, and you run around. It is very hard with everything else going on to try and get it up and going. But yeah, I'm hoping as time goes on, it will slowly get bigger. When I was at the World Champs 2 years ago, they were talking, they had a big presentation on speed golf and their goals and plans for the world in the next sort of 20, 30 years. And they were hoping one day in the next sort of 30 years that it might get out to the Olympics. I mean, I think it would be a much better Olympic sport than normal golf, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think normal golf should be there, but, you know, speed golf where you can get all the crowds out there and, you know, it's all over. And I mean, those top guys will be all over in 40 minutes, 45 minutes. So it's pretty cool to watch. I think that'd be awesome.
But if they've got blimmin' handball, that monstrosity of a game at the Olympics, surely they can have speed golf. At least there's a bit of chaos there.
Exactly, I mean, I think we need, you know, money's a big thing as well. They need to somehow get some massive sponsor on board as well, or even like PGA Tour players playing it and getting that on their social media. That'll help get people to go out there and try it as well. So it's a few things that probably need to happen for it to grow. Hopefully we keep pegging away at it and it will eventually grow.
What is your best ever score in speed golf?
So my best ever speed golf score. So back in New Plymouth at Fitzroy where I play, courses are par 68 and it measures just over 5,000 metres on the scorecard. So it's a little bit shorter than most. The running distance is about just over 6.5 kilometres, I think. I played around there for time once and I played around a golf in 30 minutes and shot 77. That was with two clubs.
Two clubs!
But my best speed golf score was that same course. I shot 64, so I shot 4 under in 37 minutes. So a speed golf score of 101, which is the best I've ever heard.
Man, see, there would be some old boys at that club that have been trying to break 80 their whole life that just want to slap you straight in the face.
Yeah, thankfully, I mean, like I said, I mean, I played there for yonks, and so everyone knows me quite well down there. So, but they wouldn't be able to catch me and hit me anyway, so it'd be fine.
Awesome. Anything there, Michael, that springs to mind for you?
Yeah, what's next for you, Jamie?
Well, I was meant to go over to Europe in July and play in the Finnish Champs. I played in the Finnish Champs last year. I went to Europe last year as well in the same time. So I played Finnish Champs last year, won that, and then played in the British Champs and won that as well. So plans would go over to play the Finnish Champs in July and then another tournament as well, which is a new one on the Speed Golf UK calendar. But obviously those plans are gone out the window and so I can't go to Europe anymore. So that's none and void. And then I was meant to go to Japan in November to play in the World Champs. Personally, I can't see that going ahead either. So at the moment, it's just lots and lots of training. Obviously played New Zealand Champs at Whitford Park in January. So New Zealand Champs might be my next event again next January. Who knows?
And how big is the game globally, do you think? How many people are sort of...
It's definitely bigger overseas. Japan, for example, they get over 100 people playing in their national event, which is huge. Like, you think about going out in a group of one or by yourself in normally you play in 5 or 6 7-minute intervals. So there's only sort of a certain amount of people you can have each tournament before your whole day's filled up with people going through. So 100 is probably about a limit in terms of what you could have in a tournament. But yeah, Japan's quite big. And then the States, they've got their own speed golf tour over there and stuff, which is slowly growing as well. And then there's a few different tournaments in Europe as well. So it is definitely a lot bigger overseas, and it has grown even since I've been playing it since 2017-ish, so, which is good to see.
What are some of the perks of being world number one?
You go away and you win trophies. I only play it to win trophies. Like, I just play as an amateur. If I turn professional, then it's the same as being a professional golfer, and so I wouldn't be able to play, you know, in your local club events or your regional tournaments. You'd have to play on the, or qualify to get on the New Zealand PGA, whatever it is. I personally don't see any point in myself being on that. So, yeah, because I play as an amateur, I mean, I obviously can't win any prize money and stuff like that, so I just go over there and play for the trophies and do some travel.
Far out. So you're completely self-funded?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I've had a few sponsors that have helped me out from home and stuff that got me over to the States 2 years ago for the World Champs and stuff like that. So yeah, I just like to do it because I enjoy it and stuff like that. And you know, if it gets bigger and I get more sponsors on board and stuff like that, and I go and play more tournaments, then that's great. But I just enjoy what I do at the moment. I enjoy the training. I train every morning at 5 o'clock in the gym with a few guys from work. We've got a good bunch, so it gets me out of bed early in the morning, and then go out and run and play golf with mates as well. So I just enjoy it, really.
That's so cool. That's such a great perspective. You have a very pure motivation with it. You just enjoy playing and winning.
Exactly, yeah. That's it.
Far out. Well, this has been a fun insight. If someone wants to get into speed golf, what should they do?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. I mean, a lot of clubs, you know, like I said, don't know about it. Some of the clubs don't even let people go on and play speed golf, which is a hard thing. But, yeah, I've few people have hit me up, so you know, if you want to try and get into it, hit me up through my social media streams. I'll help you out. Phil Aiken at New Zealand Golf's awesome. He's the one that helps set up and runs the New Zealand Champs, and he set up a few golf clubs to have some speed golf times, like Waitemata did, Whitford Park. Yeah, give Phil Aiken at New Zealand Golf a buzz and see if he can help you out, or just yeah, have a chat to your club and see if they can get something going. Go out and try it yourself for starters and see how much you enjoy it, because I'm sure you'll go back to it.
Even playing with just less clubs is a cool step in the right direction. Like after that, I went out to Twilight and just took 4 clubs and just to see if I could handle it. And I think it was a 3-wood, a 6-iron, a 52 degree and a putter. And yeah, the score was basically no different. And I had, it was more rewarding because you know, self-imposed another level of difficulty on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I go out and practice. I'll sometimes just play with 1 club. I might play with 2 clubs. And like, even when I play with 1 club, I'll mix it up. Might play with a 6-iron, might play with a 4-iron, might just go out and play with a driver. And it's just like the different shots and stuff that you have to make, the different ways that you have to think and stuff. It just makes a big difference for your normal game of golf, really.
What's your best round with just a 6-iron?
I've shot 74, I think, which is 6 over. That was in the past 68 course, yeah.
With just a 6-iron?
Yeah, and that was, it would have been running around. It would have been 35 minutes or something.
You are a maniac. Far out. That is so cool. Well, you're really, you're breaking new ground there. And yeah, I just really urge anyone to give it a go. I think I've really loved it. I'm definitely going to give it a go next time. I think I shot 86. I wanted to break 80 and I wanted to be under an hour. And I was 2 minutes over an hour and I shot 86. And actually, from tee to fairway and fairway to green, I was as good as I've ever been. I just snapped 2 out of bounds towards the end because I was stuffed. And I had about 3 or 4 four putts just because I couldn't feel the putter in my hands.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed with that in the end, but you know, I want to give it a go again because it's so much fun and you learn so much about yourself and the rubbish inner dialogue that you've got going on that does no benefit to your game at all.
Is that, you'd be surprised how quickly you get better as well. Like if you've just played it once and then you go out and you play it 3 or 4 times, like it's amazing how quickly you do get better because you start to understand your body a bit better in terms of, okay, I'm too fatigued here. I need to sort of button off a bit, or what sort of pace you should be running, how to play the shots and stuff like that. I go out and practice. I'll play 36 holes in one go. I'll play 54 holes in one go. I think I've played 70 holes in one go, I think was the most I've ever played just for training, which is you go out there and you're lapping like people. You know, some groups of 4 have played 4 holes and you're already lapping them again because you've already played, what, 22 holes, or they've played 4 holes. So it's quite funny.
Have you ever had a heckler out there?
No, I haven't. No, I don't know if anyone would heckle you because they wouldn't. As soon as you pass them, then they can't say anything because you're gone. You're miles away. So,
and we should say if you've got a heart condition or you're over the age of 65, consult a doctor before taking part in speed golf.
Stay home.
Yeah, stay home. Save lives. Your own.
Awesome. Yeah. Exactly. Your own life.
Well, Jamie, thanks so much. We definitely, you know, with golfers, it's the Golfers Show, this podcast, we definitely want to film some stuff with you. So once we get through this COVID, we've got some ideas we want to run by you, and it'll be great for this to be the blossoming of a good relationship and help spread the word and gospel of speed golf.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Look forward to it.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate your time.
Cheers. Thank you.
There we have it, Jamie Reid, really nice guy, very Kiwi, very chill. That sounds like a man who's just so relaxed. Michael, he's doing 10K in 35 minutes, so 3.5 minutes a K. What was your best sort of K breakdown when you were firing your ultramarathons?
I did a 10 in 38, so oof. So he's really fast. I mean, that's impressive. I mean, I'd seen him in the flesh. He's a smaller dude than me, so I never could quite get the weight all the way down to where I needed it to be faster. But boy, he's doing well on the world stage. You know, if you want to see, there's some great YouTube clips of him in some overseas events. So I do recommend you you watch those and get an appreciation for how amazing these athletes are.
Mm, and athletes is the word, because novelty is the word that springs to mind when I think of this. I think of that, and I think it's thrown in the same kind of thing as mini golf, speed golf, all that sort of stuff. But speed golf's legit, man. Like, when I was out there doing that, the New Zealand Champs earlier this year, I could hear a guy a few holes back, and honestly, he sounded like Satan. Like, he was teeing off and just going, rah! And like, you know, and then shot put when they fling it?
Yeah,
like super, super intense. So it's a really cool sport.
Well, they could have been the greenkeeper watching you guys hack up his course. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. But that was a fun episode. So we appreciate your ears during this strange time, and we hope we are satisfying a little bit of that golf that maybe you're missing in your life. But onwards and upwards. We'll see you next time on the Golfers Show. All the best. Bye.
Bye.